Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Permanent Magnets Limited Q2 and H1 FY 2024 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sayam Pokharna from Thill Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Malcolm. Thank you everyone for joining in today. Wishing you all a very happy Dhanteras and greetings of Diwali from everyone at TIL. To take us through today's results, we have with us Mr. Sharad Taparia, Managing Director, Mr. Sukamal Jain, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. We will be starting with a brief overview of the company's performance for the quarter and for the H1 FY 2024, followed by a Q&A session. I would like to remind you all that anything and everything that is said on this call that represents any outlook for the future, which can be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. These risks and uncertainties have been detailed in our annual report. With that, over to you, Sharad, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Sayam. Wishing everyone a very happy Dhanteras and happy Diwali, and I welcome you all to the quarter two and the first half financial year 2024 earnings call of Permanent Magnets Limited. Thank you all for taking out the time to attend this call. It is a pleasure to address you all today and walk you through our performance for the quarter and for the half year. Our top line grew by 18% year-on-year this quarter, thus reaching 54 crore. Growth has been reported on a half-yearly basis with 21% year-on-year growth and first half 2024 top line of 97 crore. In quarter two, margins reduced slightly on account of product mix. There has been investments made by the company in plant and machinery, and you will also see this trend in the second half of financial year 2024, given the projects we have in the pipeline. These investments have led to some increase in current costs, and the benefits of which we will yield in financial year 2025 and beyond. Now, regarding Quantum Magnetics subsidiary, we are in the final stages of commissioning the manufacturing facility, which is expected to be operational by end of financial year 2024. The results from this project will be seen in the coming financial year. The subsidiary will be manufacturing electronic applications initially. Regarding energy meter, the demand in this sector for some products has increased, and we are seeing increased orders regarding this. On the EV side, there are some pushouts of orders. There is some concern about slowing growth rates of EV worldwide. We remain agile in evaluating and responding to these changing market dynamics. Our outlook for the rest of the financial year remains positive. We are in the process of enhancing PML's capabilities, and this should present good opportunities for PML in the coming years. Now, I would like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Credence Wealth. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Am I audible? Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think we've lost the management. Please stay online patiently while we get the management.
Yeah, we are back.
Okay. So, yeah. Go ahead. We got the question from Rahul Jain. Please go ahead.
Okay. Sure. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations, Sharad ji, for a good performance. Considering the environment is quite tough, we have reasonably done very well on the sales growth. And last 2 years' journey has been really good. So coming to the question, sir, first with regards to the commentary which you talked about both in your initial remarks and the present press release about the domestic energy market. So in general, we have been always, you know, trying to understand the opportunity of energy meters, and you have always mentioned that, you know, there are talks and on the ground situation has not been changing, or there is some time for on the ground action to happen. Plus, with regards to margins, you have been always having your concerns. So, with respect to both these aspects, now, if you could share your views to what is happening now on the ground and also the margin part.
Yes, sure. So, regarding your first question about the energy meter demand, the situation on the ground, we believe that it is improving. And the government tenders, they are getting executed by the companies who have won these tenders. And we are seeing a slight increase in the demand for our products. So we believe that this trend is going to continue. And regarding the margins which you mentioned, that depends on the product mix. See, most of our products are customized products. So sometimes when the sale of, let's say, lower margin product is higher, then overall the margin looks to be lower. So, but otherwise we are not very much concerned about this overall margin levels. In the second quarter, the local sales were more than than comparable sales to the last year's second quarter. And that is why you see a slight difference in the margin.
Acha, okay.
In generally, export margins are better.
Sure. So the margins basically are lower because of the domestic business.
Domestic business in the second quarter was 42% as compared to only 30% in the quarter two of 22-23.
And what is the overall potential you are seeing in this domestic business of energy meters?
You know, the total replacement program of the government is about 25 crore meters. So there's a big potential. We are now evaluating what products we can do. Some products are already going on for which we have received increased demand, but others we are evaluating. So there is a good potential.
Sure. And so with regard to the alloy part, we have generally always mentioned about diversifying and de-risking from being purely application-wise on the automobile side and the smart meter side. So you seem to have taken this step in terms of setting up two furnaces and mates of capex towards that. So one, what, and further you also mentioned in any initial remarks that there will be further capex in the second half. So what is the total capex assigned to the alloy part, and what kind of opportunity do we see in this segment?
Yeah. The broader principle that we are operating is we are a capabilities based company, not a product based company. So we are expanding our capabilities, and casting is one of the capabilities. Therefore, we have ventured into the alloy space, and already two furnaces have been commissioned. We have installed these furnaces. We can now produce alloys using the vacuum induction process. One more furnace for ribbon manufacturing is under installation, which will happen maybe in another 2 months' time. So, and the CapEx that has been done in the alloy space is approximately 8 crore rupees.
What kind of revenue potential do you see with this CapEx which has been done? Hello?
Yeah.
Sharad ji, you mentioned that the CapEx on this furnaces totally for the alloy segment will be 8 crore. So the question was, see, this will typically result into what kind of revenue potential or what kind of asset turn is possible in the alloy part? And also the margins in this particular application, this particular capability will be near our company level margins of around 22% or somewhere higher or below this?
Here, there are two, three methods by which customers take the alloy. In some cases, the customer wants us to buy raw material and produce the alloy. In some cases, they provide the material and we only do job work. So the margin is completely different. When we do job work, the margin is quite, I mean, the cost to the margin will be much higher. And in case of raw material, the margin will be lower. So I can't give you an exact answer to that right now. And also, the revenue also depends on what kind of alloy we will produce. So we are targeting nickel, cobalt, molybdenum, super alloys, these type of alloys we are targeting, which range, the range is about, let's say, near about 2,500-5,000 rupees a kilo, something like this.
So I was talking about not just for next year, but overall the revenue potential of this segment can be somewhere around what kind of ballpark number if you could share?
No, you are talking about the overall long-term potential of the alloy total business.
Yes, yes, yes.
It can be quite large. I don't have any number right now, but maybe hundreds of crores.
Okay, okay. And last question, sir, on Contour Magnetics. You have mentioned that we are somewhere at the final stage of commissioning a new facility in the next two, three months. So what exactly we are planning to do over there? And you have mentioned that we'll be having some magnetic assemblies for electronic applications. So if you could share some more details on the same, this particular business.
I can't share about the exact application right now, but it is the magnetic assembly, which is for electronics, consumer electronics business. And we are going to commission it in this financial year.
Sure. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir, for your replies and best wishes. And wishing you and Sukamal ji and the entire team at CMM a very happy day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan Poladia from MKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, yes. I can hear you. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So first of all, congratulations on posting a great site. So my question is specifically on the smart meter side of things. What I wanted to understand is, one, if you could give me some sense of what our contribution per smart meter would be in terms of if we have currently the products that we are doing. Secondly, what I want to understand is of our total revenue from last year, what percentage would you say was smart meters? And what do you think it can be in the next couple of fiscals? Because we've spoken to another listed, I would say, vendor of yours who says that they can basically double their smart meter business next year. So I just want to get a sense of what you're thinking in terms of how fast the industry will grow and how fast it will grow for you.
See, the revenue from each smart meter depends on what kind of components we supply. So the more value addition that we do, higher is the revenue per part. So if you make an integrated assembly, it's a bigger rupees per piece. So it is from customer to customer, it changes. And our first half, about 43% revenue has come from smart meters, the electricity meter business, out of which smart meter is one of the products.
Correct. So, from what I am basically what you're saying, just a small follow-up on that. So the energy metering order booking has started with all the listed companies that are there. They are showing order books of 19,000, 20,000 crore rupees. What I want to understand is what portion of the smart meter orders that are in there do you expect to be executed in the next couple of years, say? And do you expect all of that benefit to flow through to you as well, because you're making the integrated assemblies for them?
Currently, we are making assemblies for a few customers only, and we are exploring other options for other customers. The total business, this total replacement program of this 25 crore meter, the way originally planned by the government, in our estimates, it could take a little longer to implement it, and it may not happen so fast. So, although the order books are there, but they are in a better position to answer how quickly it can happen. There are challenges on the ground on how they will install the meters. So that is what we are seeing currently.
Would you be willing to provide what customers you are working with in the smart metering segment in India?
No, I would not like to mention the customer names, please.
Okay, sir. I understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhwani Desai from Total Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Sharadji and Sukamalji, and congratulations for very good numbers. So sir, my first question is, I think in the remarks you talked about some slowdown on the EV side of it. So if you can elaborate on that and, you know, how it has impact on our pipeline for FY 2025, FY 2026, which we might have, which you might be thinking will materialize. Will anything you see getting pushed out or kind of, you know, stalled? Any update on that?
So, yeah, thanks so much. And see, the overall EV market, there seems to be a slowdown due to concerns about higher interest costs and charging infrastructure and all those reasons internationally. And we believe that this could be temporary or maybe, I don't know till when it will go on, but we believe that there should be some recovery at some point of time. And going forward in 2024, 2025, 2026, in the pipeline, there are other projects also which are progressing. So I do not believe in the overall growth and the business of TML, this should have a significant impact. We do not believe that.
Okay, got it. Second question, sir, on the, you know, our movement from the component to module side, or, you know, anything, something which is worth reporting, worth talking about in terms of proportion, how do you look at it? You know, are any more confirmed, you know, projects, pipelines which are coming to your way, which will take it from 3-5% to maybe 10-15% in next 2-3 years? Any update on that?
Yeah, there is progress going on in each of the projects which were. So different projects are at different stages. Some are at, let's say, feasibility, some are price is already approved. In some cases, we have sent prototypes already to the customers. So different stages are there. And in the last quarter, we have made progress in most of these stages. So in the coming year, we should see an increase in the supply of modules, and as a proportion of the business, we should see an increase in the modules business. That is true.
Oh, got it. And sir, one more question, I will come back in the queue, is on the quantum magnetic. So I think, you know, you talked about, you know, something which will get commercialized or, you know, commissioned soon. But any sense on CapEx, margin, revenue potential, you know, if you can, you know, give us some sense. And eventually, I think the game plan is to kind of bring more and more components of supply chain into this subsidiary. So any thoughts or progress around that, you know, if you can talk about that.
So far, see, this is actually a business where we are going to make assemblies out of magnets, particularly neodymium magnets. And then the phase two will be to manufacture the neodymium magnets itself, regarding the, and then for which we have entered into an MOU, and we are working on the JV project for that. So in the phase one, we have invested 4 crore rupees so far, for which the assembly business will, and maybe a few more crore rupees will be spent in the coming months, and the assembly business will start. And then phase two will happen after we sign the JV, and then more, then much more CapEx will be done to produce the neodymium magnets. That is the plan.
Hello.
Mr. Dhwanil, are you done with your question?
Yeah, I think we lost the management in between.
We can hear you.
Okay. So, sir, so my question is that, so currently the JV partner is not putting in any money, only PML is putting in money. That's the right impression?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, any sense on revenue for whatever money that you put in, revenue potential, margins, any sense on that?
That we cannot comment on right now. It will depend on how fast the ramp up will happen, but the main revenue is expected in the year 2024-25.
Okay, got it.
But it can be, I mean, just like an estimate of an approximation with the current investment that we have done, the range can be maybe about, let's say about 7 crore to let's say 15 crore, something like that.
With the 4 crore investment that we have done so far.
So far, for the investment that we have, yes.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you. I'll get back in with you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Utsav A, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is regarding smart meters again, just a follow-up on the earlier participants. It's, are we seeing any increase in competition for manufacturing of relays or other products which go into making smart meters, given the large order opportunity?
There are some companies who are setting up, as we understand, they are setting up manufacturing of relays, but currently the maximum number of relays are getting imported into India.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir. That's it from my end.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Seth, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, one thing is regarding this neodymium sourcing. So there is, it's been a critical mineral. China has stopped its supplies. So, do we have secure supplies for neodymium since you're going ahead with this Quadrant MOU?
See, 90% of the reserves are in China, and India also has reserves. IREL is the company, government which does this, which supplies the ore and the concentrate, the oxalate. And we have had discussions with them, and they, and Government of India is keen that Indian companies should set up, and they will support by way of raw material. So, but however, when we, our plan is that we will not depend on a single source. We will keep multiple sources of raw material, international as well as domestic. That is the plan.
Okay, one more question. With this Tesla entry into India, are we seeing any business opportunities?
There are opportunities with Tesla coming into India. There will be opportunities for PML.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll get back in queue.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for decent set of numbers. My first question was on the energy meter side.
Sorry to interrupt you, Ankit, but could you speak a little louder because you're not very
sure.
Clear.
Sure.
Thank you.
So my first question was on the energy meter side, especially on the domestic side. So we normally in our earlier calls and interactions have indicated that the domestic market on the energy meter side, the kind of margins offered by some of our customers is not as per our expectations, you know. But now, you know, as mentioned in our initial comments and in the press release, that we are seeing good traction on the domestic energy meter side. So has there anything which has changed, you know, because of, you know, increased orders as well as, you know, some restrictions on imports, we are seeing these companies of our customers offering us higher margin?
Each customer has their own design, and depending on the design, we see the prices that they are willing to accept. And in some of the cases, it is difficult to supply at those prices. In some of the cases, we are okay to supply at those prices. So our existing customer, where we were already supplying, there the demand has increased and there we are going ahead. But the margins are definitely lower as compared to international market. And we are also evaluating some newer products, some integrated products where particularly for import substitution, and there we find that market can be a good market.
So there we can get relatively higher margins compared to what we
do. Yeah, there may be better margins because they are imported products.
Sure. And sir, my second question was on the module front. You know, module currently since we started our journey towards, you know, forward integrating into modules, you know, the contribution has been pretty, since they are in the development phase, their contribution is pretty low currently. And you're saying, you know, next year we will see some decent breakthrough in the module segment. So let's say, you know, over the next 2-3 years, how do you see contribution from the modules in our overall revenue? And, you know, apart from the value addition that we do on the module side, do you think our margins in the module segment will be more than our existing margins currently?
The modules business will definitely, as a proportion of the automotive business, it will increase. How fast it will increase depends on the execution and the start of project as nominated by the customer. So each design, they nominate on which year it will start. And then if they do not have any delays, then it goes ahead. And also there are approvals have to happen and there are many steps. So different projects are there in different stages. So proportion of the module business will increase. Regarding the margins, again, product to product, in case where there is a very high metal content or raw material content, the margins are lower as a percentage. In case where the value addition is very high, so processing cost is very high, there the margins are better.
Okay.
Yeah. So very, very subjective depending on product to product.
Sure. And sir, my last question was on the customer addition side. You know, in the first half, you know, how many customers have we added? And, you know, how has been the inquiry pipeline for us from our existing as well as new customers?
See, the customer addition, I mean, there are multiple projects going on. So customer addition, when you say, I'm assuming that you're talking about commercial supply, starting of commercial supplies. So those may be about maybe 2-3 customers we may have added in this quarter maybe. And but each new project is in a different stage. So we will keep adding as and when each month we will keep adding a few more.
There are cases where the new products are being supplied to existing customers.
Yeah, there are
new products are also new inquiry from existing customers. That is also happening.
Okay. Given in your opening remarks, you had mentioned that some of the cost being spent through P&L, which will result in some breakthroughs or additional revenues in FY25. So if you can elaborate on this and how much such expenditures are being made currently.
The main cost is due to added depreciation and also the cost related to our subsidiary, which we formed, for which no revenues have started as yet. But the depreciation has increased by almost about one crore rupee, and additional cost related to subsidiary is about in the quarter two is about 30 lakhs.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the main costs. Then there are some administration costs also.
Okay, sir. Thank you, and wish you all the best. Happy Diwali to you.
Thank you. Happy Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would kindly request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Vivek Seth, who's an investor. Go ahead.
I have two more questions. One is that since there is a lot of push on the e-waste recycling, so do we see recycling pose a threat to the revenue stream in any way in terms of magnets, or it will be an aid to us?
No, in terms of the magnet, actually recycling is a good thing happening. That will increase the availability of raw material. So it is not a threat. In fact, it is a good development.
Okay. One more question. A lot of companies are doing capex for drone and aerospace industry. So are we seeing any inquiries, or are we already a supplier to any of the companies without naming it?
Yes. In fact, our parts are going in some of the aerospace applications. For example, Aditya L1 has PML's three parts inside, and also in the Chandrayaan project for the navigation, PML has supplied some parts. So there are some applications that we do, and other aerospace related materials, we are having some inquiries for alloy business.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Dwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity again. Two questions. One is on super alloys part. So typically what we are doing for most of our business is that we do engineering and design, and we customize most of the products. So in super alloys part, are these off-the-shelf kind of a product which are sold in open market, or again these are kind of custom made for each of the clients? How does it work?
So these are not customized. These are standard chemistry alloys which are used worldwide. And the requirement here is that we have to produce alloy with very high purity. So the process is quite difficult to accomplish, but these are standard alloys. Most of them are standard alloys. In some cases, customers want to experiment and develop new alloys, but since the furnace has capability to produce all types of alloys, this is possible with our equipment that we have.
Okay. Got it. I think probably you alluded to this, but for domestic, other than domestic metering market, how is the international energy meter market is looking, because you know when we hear the conference call for some of the customers, I think you know they are very upbeat, their order book at a very high level. So any update on that? You know, how is the traction in that market? You know, are we getting new models? You know, new projects? Any update on that?
That market currently for us is stable. There is no significant change there, but we are getting inquiries for new products in different zones. So, for example, there are multinational companies, they have plant in one part of the world. So we are getting inquiries from their other plants also for different products. That is happening. But the overall demand is stable.
Okay. And any updates on gas meters?
So gas meter continues to be on the end of life. And we are still supplying, but it will slowly be end of life. That particular model is what we are supplying.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anand Shenoy from AS Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening,
first. Yes, Mr. Shenoy.
So, firstly, on the capex side, you mentioned on the alloy side, you will be going around, we have already done 8 crore capex. And on the joint venture, we have done around 4 crore capex. So overall, for this year, what is the plan for the overall capex? And for the next year also, can you talk about the capex plan, especially in the joint venture?
This year, overall, our plan is about 15 to 18 crores of capex. And then over the period of 2 years, there will be additional capex on the land and building for the new factory that we will set up.
Okay. So what is that estimate for next 2 years?
Sorry?
For next 2 years, what is the, like, what capex is planned?
For the next year?
Yes.
Okay. Apart from the land and building, currently we have not planned the capex items. We have not planned as of now, but there are directions. For example, the alloy business, depending on how quickly we fulfill our capacity, we will multiply it. So we may again add some more equipment there. And similarly, specific projects, we may add equipment there. But that depends on project to project.
Sure. And the 15 to 18 crore capex is mostly towards alloys only or segment?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
The 15 to 18 crore that you mentioned is towards alloys, is mostly towards alloy segment?
No, this is all towards all the projects. 8 crores towards alloys and balance towards other projects.
Okay. And in the last call, you mentioned 20 to 25% growth this year. So do it like. Can we stick to that, or like, because we are seeing good traction in energy meters, like what kind of growth or sales we can see?
This year we were expecting that there are some push out of orders from the EV side, so that may impact a little bit on the total growth. Mm-hmm. But so I can't give you any number right now, but it may be a little lower than that.
25
seems to be a better. Better growth here, I would say.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Sinha.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Agarwal, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes. So, my question is, in half year FY24, the main revenue of our company is coming from EV and smart meters. Is my understanding correct?
Yes. For half year, about 43% is from the energy meter segment, and about 37% is from the auto. Balance is others.
So 43% is from the smart meters, and 37% is others.
Yeah.
37 from EV.
EV and automotive, but 43 is total energy meter segment, including the smart meter. That is export plus domestic put together.
Okay. And in 37%, how much will be the EV? What portion will be the EV?
That will be about 80-90% will be EV.
90% EV.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That's all. That's from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gautam.
Thank you.
So that's...
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sharad Taparia for the closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. So thank you everyone for participating in the call. Your questions are important to us and we strive to be as transparent as possible in our investor communications. If there are any unanswered questions, please get in touch with our investor relations team to take it forward. Thank you very much.
You again, very happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali to everyone.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Permanent Magnets Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.